Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Vav Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Yoyre, why is the first rain, why is it called Yoyre? Shemayre es HaBriyos Latia Kagayseyen, it teaches the Briyos, it teaches people to start fixing up their roofs so that they don't have any leaks, Ulahachnas es Peireseyen, to bring their fruits inside the house, Ulas es Kotzorcheyen, and to take care of anything else they need to do for the winter. Davar Acher, another Psha, that Yoyre means Shemarve es Aretz Umashkanetoim, that Yoyre is Miloshen of Marve, to saturate, it saturates the ground with water. Like the pasuk says with regards to rain, till ameha rave, it says this lashon that the rain saturates the ground. And the rest of the pasuk is naches kedudeha, that it causes nice things to the people, reviven to mugegdeno tzimcha tevarich, and it causes things to sprout. Davar acher, another psha, that why is it called yoyre? Also of milashon hayra, to teach, it sheyoyre benachas, it comes down pleasantly, softly, like a teacher who's supposed to teach softly. Veinu yoyre bezav, it doesn't come down with anger, it doesn't come down hard. Maybe Yaira is a negative thing. Maybe Yaira has a connotation that it destroys things, that it brings down, it knocks down the fruits from the tree, it washes away the seeds and the trees. The Torah says, Yaira umalkush, so malkush lebracha, av yaira lebracha. Just like malkush is pasha, that it means lebracha, because there's not really much for it to do negative, the fruits are already off the tree, so too yaira is lebracha. Ask the Gemara, it's not true. Ay enaish malkush, elish and mapilas abatim. Maybe malkush has the lashon of malkush, of mal, to cut down, because it knocks down the houses, umashabra seilanais, it breaks the trees. Umalas asakain, and it brings the locusts into town to eat everything up. Tamu leimer yaira. No, it says yaira umalkush, ma yaira lebracha, af malkush lebracha. So just like yaira is lebracha, so to malkush is lebracha. Ask the Gemara, but we just said that yaira could have a negative connotation. So if yaira gufe minalan, so how do you know that yaira means lebracha? Says the Gemara, because we have the pasuk by Yael, the pasuk over there says, uvenei tzion gilu v'simcha b'ashem elokeichem, ki nasan lechem esam mayra litztaka, v'yar lechem geshem, mayru malkush berishayin. The pasuk we mentioned earlier, but it says, mayra litztaka, so it says straight out that mayra is litztaka, it's lebracha, it's a positive thing. And if so, since it says Yairu Malkush, it says Yairu Malkush, so we'll say that just like Yairu is Lebracha, so to Malkush is Lebracha. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Yairu b'Marcheshvin u'Malkush b'Nisan. That the appropriate time for Yairu is in the month of Marcheshvin, and Malkush is in Nisan. Ask the Gemara, Ta'imir Yairu b'Marcheshvin u'Malkush b'Nisan. You're telling me that Yaira is in Marcheshvin and Malkush is in Nisan. I ain't a yellow Yaira, but Tishrei and Malkush be Iyar. Maybe it's really everything is a month earlier. Maybe Yaira is in Tishrei and Malkush is in Iyar. Tamolaymar be Itai. No, it says Itai for the Yaira to be in Tishrei. That wouldn't be considered be Itai. It must be that the Yaira is in Marcheshvin. That would be considered be Itai. And then the Malkush Memela is in Nisan. Malkush, where does it get the name Malkush from? Amr Avnei Hiloi Bar Idi Amr Shmuel Davar Shemal Kash Yosei and Shal Yisrael. It cuts away the toughness of Klal Yisrael, because without it, then they have to do tshuva, they have to fast, and therefore it gets this name Malkush. Tivir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a different pshat, it's Davar Shememale Tfua B'Kasheha. The Malkush is Miloshim Memale, because it completes the tfua that grew during the winter, so now this Malkush comes and it completes the tfua. B'Masnisa Tana, that it gets the name Malkush, it's Davar Sheyayrid Ala Malilois Vala Kashin. Because it comes down on the Malilois and on the Kashin, so Malkush is Milosha Malilois on the ears and on the stalks. Also same idea, that it falls down and now it completes the growth of what grew during the winter. But here Malkush, we're saying that Malkush is Milosha Malilois. Tan Rabbanan Yayrib Marcheshvin Malkush Benisa. The Yaira is in the month of Marcheshvan, and Malkush is in the month of Nisan, so before we already proved that it can't be earlier. Ask the Gemara though, Ata Aymer Yaira b'Marcheshvan, Ayena Ela b'Chodesh Kislev. Maybe everything's a month later. Maybe Yaira is in Kislev, and then Malkush would then be in Iyar. Maybe everything's really a month later. Says the Gemara, Tamal Aymer b'Itay Yaira u'Malkush. Ma Malkush b'Itay af Yaira b'Itay. Malkush also has to be b'Itay, and that has to be in Nisan, not in Iyar. because kevan shiyatza nisan v'yardu gishamim enay sima bracha. Once nisan passes and it rains, that's not even gishmei bracha. Gishmei bracha, you can never be past nisan. So since it says b'itag, so malkush can't be in ER. Malkush has to be in Nisan, and we already said before that it can't be earlier because Yaira has to also be Beitai. So Yaira can't be in the month of Tishrei, so it must be that the months are Cheshvin and Nisan. Says the Gemara Tani Idach that Yaira b'mar Cheshvin u'malkush b'Nisan, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, like we've been saying, that Yaira is in Mar Cheshvin and Malkush is in Nisan. V'chachamim ma'imrim that no, Yaira b'Kislev. You can even have Yaira in the month of Kislev. So man chachamim, who is this chachamim? Amar v'chista Rabbi Yaisihi. It's Rabbi Yaisi, the Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Ezehi Revia, what's the rain, or Revi Rishayna, but what are the three rains of the winter, of the beginning of the winter? Habechira b'shleisha b'mar Cheshvin. The early rain is by the third of Cheshvin. Beinan is b'shiva boy, and afilo b'shiva asar boy. The middle one is on the seventh, and the late one is on the 17th. All of Mar Cheshvin. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that the early one is b'shiva, the middle one is b'yad Zayin, and the later one is b'esrim u'shleisha. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer. So far, everyone's been saying Mar Cheshvin though. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, it's b'yad Zayin of Mar Cheshvin, b'esrim u'shleisha of Mar Cheshvin, and then u'brosh chedesh kislev. So Rabbi Yaisi is the only one who says that the Yair could go all the way into Kislev, so he is the Chachamim mentioned in the Braisa before that says that Yaira is in Kislev. V'chein hay Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Rabbi Yaisi similarly said that Eina Yechidim Mis'anin Ad Sheyagia Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that the Yechidim, the Tamid Chachamim, they only begin to fast for a drought once it reaches Rosh Chodesh Kislev and there's no rain. And Amar Rav Chista Halachik Rabbi Yaisi, that's the Halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi. Says the Gemara that Amemar Masni Lahadra of Chista Bahalishna. However, Amemar had a different girsa, a different version of what Rav Chista said. He was going on the following. The Mishnah says, "B'shleisha b'merchesvin shaylin asagishamim." And we start reciting "V'sein talamatu levracha" on the third day of Cheshvin. Rav Gamliel Amemar b'shiva boy on the seventh day of Cheshvin. And on that, Amar Rav Chista halacha k'rabbi Gamliel, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Now we start asking for rain on the seventh day of Cheshvin, which obviously would not be like Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says even the earliest date for the Yaira is the 17th of Cheshvin. This would maybe be like Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, but that was Amemar's version of Rav Chista. Says the Gemara, Kman Azla Hadatanya, who is the following Braisa like? The Braisa says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer, Geshamim Shiyardu Shiva Yamim Zachar Zeh, Atamayna Behen Rav Yerishayinu Ushniyu Shlisha. So if you have rain for 7 days straight, so it's possible to have that as the first and second rain, or some have the Girsa, Oy Shniyu Vishlisha, or the second and third. So who is this Tana that holds that there's a 7 day gap between the first and second rain, and the second and third rain? Says the Gemara, it's Kaman Rabbi Yaisi. That only fits in Rabbi Yaisi, only Rabbi Yaisi is the one who holds that there's exactly 7 days between each rain. And Amar Rav Chista, halacha k'Rabbi Yaisi, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi.